Good early morning, everybody. This is Monty on this July 31st, 2012, early in the morning. And I have got some cool news for you that I have to share. I don't know if I should be proud of the internet or technology in smartphones or a combination thereof. But thanks to the SoundHound app and a little bit of trial and error searching, I have just minutes ago located a track which I have been searching for the last, gosh, at least half a year, maybe even a little more. This was a track that, to give you a little backstory on this, you know, most of the time when I hear a piece of music, I manage to capture some of the lyrics, and then I'll usually put it into Google or some such thing, and usually nail what I'm looking for if I don't know the exact title. And I can usually find it. This particular track that I heard, though, I originally heard it and was interested in it when I called an acquaintance's cell phone. Actually, it was their sister's cell phone. And as a callback tone, they had this really cool-sounding song. But I didn't know what it was, and I only picked out a couple of very basic lyrics. And the melody got stuck in my head, and I wanted it, but of course you can't search by melodies in your head. And I'm no good at humming, although I tried to no avail. But, I mean, I looked through lots and lots of results on Google to try to find the song that I was looking for. All I knew was the two lyrics that I knew and the fact that it was a female singer. That was all I could place. And that was all I had to go on. And I tried searching on Google and kind of gave up after going through about four or five pages and not finding what I was looking for. I even tried looking at different artists that I thought it was, and looking at their entire discography, not finding what I was looking for. So anyway, tonight comes along, and I thought, let me play with Shazam and SoundHound. And Shazam didn't really help much, but SoundHound did, because I could search by lyrics. So I just, on a whim, I put the two basic lyrics I knew into this field. There was only two, and they were very basic. Stuck them in there, and it probably was about 40 or 50 results down, but I happened to try one, and I came across one that was a possibility, but I thought, you know, this is not going to work. This is not going to be the right track. You know, none of these others, because I had tried three or four before it, and they weren't it, and I thought they were more likely. And this particular track I found was by Kelly Rowland. I thought, this isn't going to be it. There's no way. So I click on the download in iTunes link for the track so that I could go into it and preview it to see if it was the right one, go into iTunes. And as soon as that track came up, it was the right melody. I instantly knew it. I'm like, oh my God. My first reaction was, holy crap, I just found this thing. I've been looking for it for literally over half a year. And for those interested, the track that I seek, now that I know the title, is Kelly Rowland's track called Stole off of her, what is it? Something Deep album? Or whatever that album is that she has? I would look at it, but I'm not in a position to bring up iTunes at the moment, obviously. But, yeah, I had to share that because that was just too cool. I think I'll be keeping both Shazam and SoundHound around and playing with them with things like Music Choice to see what else I can discover. This could revolutionize the way I discover music. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a good day, and happy track discovering. That's pretty cool. I finally found the track. Now I just got to be able to get it. It's Stole by Kelly Rowland is the track that I'm going to get, or try to get. So do take care. I am so happy right now, I'm wide awake. And that's scary for me. Good night, everybody. Talk to you.